I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, got our best bets, got our donkster here, ready to go as well. Chelsea, have you seen this video of Will Smith performing overseas? Like, he's on tour right now because he released his first full-length album in like 20 years this year. And there's this video going around the internet where it's a video of him performing, and everyone is crushing this video because it's pretty clear that the audience members are AI. Like, it just doesn't look right. And so people are zooming in on different members of the audience, and like one person, because AI doesn't always get it right, and like one person has like crushed fingers, and like they're like cheering for Will, fingers are crushed. Another person has like a Yankees hat or something on, but the logo is all messed up. Like, you can just watch the video and say, this seems a little bit off. But I've heard a lot of people talk about this where they are definitely generating bigger crowds. Even some of the signs don't make sense. Like, one of them says, you helped me get through cancer, but it's not really written correctly. So whoever had this idea, and look, we haven't verified this, but it's pretty clear this is a fake. I encourage you to check it out. It's weird.
I don't know what it is, but AI like rarely gets fingers right. Like, there's something about fingers that like AI cannot figure out, because I've seen this plenty of times. But this just feels like the 2025 version of something that like we've been doing for a while. Because remember when Will Smith was super popular in the TV scheme of things?
Yeah.
We had laugh tracks. You know, you would have laugh tracks where it's like, hey, this is people laughing, when you know for a fact these are not real people laughing. And then we had, remember when the Atlanta Falcons pumped in crowd noise and they got in trouble for it?
I forgot
like,
about that.
What are we doing? So like, this has always existed in like some shape or form, but like now with AI, there are so many things where you have to have your like critical thinking cap on at all times. Like, every time I watch a video on Instagram, I'm like, is this even real? The worst ones are those really nice houses that are like, you know, it's like a mansion that's like in the middle of a jungle, or you see like really cool interior design ideas, and then like there is a plant in the house that like has no base to it. It's just like leaves, and there's like no roots, and you're like, what is that fern doing in the middle of the staircase?
Yes.
You're like, oh, this is not real and not attainable.
Even sometimes on TikTok, you'll see that. You're like, oh, this looks cool. And you're like, wait a second, this isn't right. You have to watch everything with an even more critical eye than ever. I had to tell a friend of mine, like, I need you to check these videos before you send them to me. She sent me like, and she's a really good friend of mine, but she sent me like three straight videos that weren't real. I was like, this, I said, hey, I said, I appreciate you sending this. This isn't real. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. A couple days later, oh my God, have you seen this? I was like, hey, I double checked this. It's not real. It's a fake. She's like, oh my God, I need to double check these. I was like, just maybe get caught up. I think it was, what was it? It was, and this was so obvious. Like, some of these are just common sense. It was, do you remember this from a few months ago where it was an A's game and they had a female announcer and someone hit a home run, or maybe this is last year when they weren't in Sacramento. I think it was. And the ball, it's a home run, and you hear the announcer go, whoa, that's over the wall. What is that? What do they call that? And the color commentator's like, well, that's a home run. And people are like, I can't believe this woman has this job and she doesn't know. I was like, guys, this is 1,000% a fake. And of course it was.
It's crazy to think how much that can shape like the narratives and the thoughts of like our country.
Yes.
Like, I know people have talked about it like at the highest level when it comes to the election, but even, I don't know if you've kept following this like Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni story, which like, who cares at this point? But apparently they like spent $30,000 a month on people to comment things about Justin Baldoni. Be like, Team Justin. Like, they paid people to do this, and they paid like bots to like just comment on Instagram and shape the narrative. People do this. It's crazy.
That's why I'm gonna start doing that. This Jinx guy always crushes his bets. I'm going like 2-11,
right?
But I'm gonna shape the narrative.
Where are bots?
Yeah. I got some extra cash because I'm gonna save some today on DoorDash when I put in 13. Take advantage of old Taylor and Travis. Yeah. Coming next to Bet Sweat, Sammy P and Joe O preview the Chiefs. And they will react to Taylor and Travis like everyone is going to do from now until the end of time. Jeff Schwartz from Fox Sports will be along at 9:40. Paul Charchi and Charch is talking fantasy at 10:20. And longtime baseball center fielder Kevin Pillar joins at 11 o'clock. Here we go. Let's pick some winners.
Time to place your bets.
All right, a couple squad plays. I got a bigger card, which is normally the way we go. What do you got, Chelsea?
Yeah, let's go plus money for the best bet of the day. Going to take the Blue Jays on the run line today for plus 115. I think this is a good price on one of the best teams in all of the American League. And plus, they're quietly one of the best run line teams in all of baseball. I didn't realize this, but if you look at their run line record over the course of the season, 79-54. And even more impressive, they have a great run line record at home this year. We talk about this in baseball betting all the time. When you take home favorites on the run line, sometimes it's tricky because if they're only leading by one, they don't play the bottom of the ninth. But even with that built into the number, they've still been really good. 41-24 again on the run line at home this year. Plus, Toronto has a pitching advantage here in Eric Lauer, who's been great for the Blue Jays all season long. 8-2, 2.76 ERA plus. He is on extended rest. Since Shane Bieber came back to the rotation, he was pushed back. So he should be nice and fresh for this game. Meanwhile, they're playing the Twins today, which, enough said, the Twins sold everybody when it came to the trade deadline. And plus, they have Simeon Woods Richardson going today, 5-4 with a 4.24 ERA, and he has not lasted five innings in any of his last three starts. So I don't trust this bullpen. I know the Blue Jays bullpen gave it up last night, but I think the Blue Jays get their licks back tonight. It's the better team overall. They've been great at home this year, 43-22. So let's take the Blue Jays on the run line for a little plus money today.
Okay. I will be on that as well. I'm going to go Rangers on the money line, minus 155. So Nathan Eovaldi was going to get the start in this game, and now he's out probably for the season with a rotator cuff injury. That's a bummer. So the Rangers are going with Jacob Latz instead, which means it is a bullpen game for the Rangers, but that's okay because this is one of the best bullpens in the American League. Moreover, the Angels are going with Jack Kochanowicz, and he has been awful on the road. 1-6 with an ERA of 6.20. Shut out the Rangers in one appearance over 4 2/3, but then gave up 8 runs in the other over 2 2/3. The Angels bullpen is really bad, so we are sticking with the Rangers on the money line, minus 155.
Yeah, I feel like sneakily I'm liking the slate a little bit more than I thought I did on first glance because I actually have two bets today. Okay. Also going to be on the Brewers today. Again, one of the best teams in all of baseball, best run differential in all of baseball, and you get them at a good price today at home. Brewers at minus 149. We shopped around, found you the best price. And I understand that the Diamondbacks are a scrappy bunch, but still, the Brewers, if you look at all of the numbers, they line up for you here. And plus, I think the pitching matchup kind of favors them today if you look at the Brew Crew. So I'm going to be on the Brewers, best team in baseball, at a price under minus 150. I think that's a solid play as well.
Ooh, I like that. I will be playing that as well. I mean, like you said, at that price, how do you not take it? Mm-hmm. So I've got two bets on this game. So who knows how this can go. It could be feast or famine here. But I'm going to go D-backs Brewers over 8. I'm going to play it down from 8 and hook. Found it at minus 129. I like that price. Both sides on this or in this series have been really hot. We saw 12 runs in game 1, 17 runs in game 2. And when you bet the Diamondbacks, look, they're really good in the first 5, but I think Quinn Priester can maybe hold them back a little bit. But ultimately, the real key here, I think, is that Diamondbacks bullpen, which has been something you fade all season long. Milwaukee, I think, wins this game, and they get a couple late to put us over the top here. So we're going to go over 8, minus 129. A pretty full card for us.
Yeah, I was going to say you should do a same-game parlay for a little bit of pizza money or something. I haven't done many same-game parlays for baseball, but I need to start, especially like if you think they're correlated. But I'm saving that for football season. I can't wait for like 1,000 same-game parlays on a Monday night.
You need to do that, and you need to lay the 12.5 with NC State against ECU. Do it.
No, it's a rivalry game.
Do it.
They beat us a lot, Jenks.
Whatever.
No.
ECU. Give me a break. All right, we got to bring in the Donkster here and then get to Joe. Oh, Donkster, what are you up to? Why is your microphone stuck into your neck? What's going on?
Did everyone hear the big celebrity news yesterday?
Yes, we all heard about Taylor and Travis.
I don't know who they are.
Oh.
But I do know that Scarlett Johansson and Jonathan Bailey are teasing fans with another intimate moment before the release of Jurassic World Rebirth.
Oh, keeping up with the celebs. It sounds thrilling.
It is, and it has fans asking, when will one of them go for the slip of the tongue?
I don't think anyone is asking that. Do you have a bet?
Braves, money line against the fish.
Okay. Good job. Coming up next on Bet Sweats. Well, I don't know. That's why we bring in our good buddy, Joe O. I don't see him, but maybe he's there. Joe O, are you with us?
No. Is the Joe O in the room with us?
Is the Joe O... Joe O, if you are in the room with us, speak now.
Speak now.
No.
Taylor Swift album. I think he heard us talking about Taylor Swift and was like, no. I can't do it.
I tried, but
I can't.
I think I saw him for a second. And then when we said, hey, coming up next on Bad Sweats, they'll talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. He was like, nope. Turn the camera off.
He said, no, we're not.
He bounced.
He's like,
the
hell
we
are.
Watch. Maybe Sammy P will. I heard you guys talk about it for an hour. No thanks. All right, Joel. Maybe next time, buddy. Well, that's it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Oh, just so thrilled for these guys. I'm going to go on a deep dive on Instagram today. I can't wait. That's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Go out and have a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.